It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Good morning. I'm doing all right. It's nice to see the sun.
It is. I was just saying that. I didn't see too much of that this weekend, did we?
We did Saturday.
A little bit, yeah. But yesterday was kind of a cloudy day.
Saturday was nice and calm comparatively to
anything would be calm compared to last week.
Yeah. I took advantage of it, and I grilled on Saturday. Two steaks? I'm a big boy, so I ate those two steaks.
You were just by yourself and you ate the two steaks.
Yes.
Okay. But you can do that, when you're master of the grill there.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class James Matthew Nathy. James was born on March 28th, 1930 in New Munich, Minnesota. Passed away on November 7th, 2008. He entered active duty in the United States Army on June 21st, 1950 in Minneapolis, was honorably discharged 3 years later on June 20th, 1953 at Camp Carson, Colorado. He was a radio traffic analyst with Headquarters Detachment of the 301st Communications Reconnaissance Battalion, who was part of the Signal Corps. He spent 1 year, 4 months, and 26 days overseas in Korea during the Korean conflict. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Korea Service Medal with two Bronze Service Stars, the United Nations Service Medal, and a Meritorious Unit Commendation. So we thank you, James, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
Indeed it is. Well, VA is promoting greater access to voter information to veterans and families, and you're talking about that today.
Yeah, the VA sent out a press release on March 21st discussing how VA facilities will also now have information on how to register to vote. Department of Veterans Affairs unveiled a series of measures March 24th promoting greater access to voter information for veterans and their families as part of the department's proposed designation as a voter registration agency under the National Voter Registration Act. In accordance with Executive Order 14019, promoting access to voting, these steps are part of VA's whole health approach to care, ensuring veterans and their families are able to exercise the right to vote, which veterans fought and served to protect. Deputy Secretary for Veterans Affairs Donald Remy says, we're doubling down on the voting support we already provide, expanding access where we can, and looking to do even more. We're providing assistance with the voting process for tens of thousands of inpatients and residents at our hospitals, nursing homes, treatment centers, along with homebound veterans and their caregivers. It's a major undertaking as VA expands this effort, putting voting access right at the fingertips of all veterans who may need it. VA launched a survey to over 12 million veterans and their families in a first-of-its-kind effort to better understand veterans' experience with the voter registration process and to better assist veterans in addressing and overcoming any challenges. VA also developed a website for veterans with nonpartisan information about voter registration and elections. By this summer, in the summer of 22, VA plans to seek designation by state officials in six states as a voter registration agency under the National Voter Registration Act, and to launch a pilot voter assistance program at VA facilities in those states with an eye on the geographic and demographic diversity of veteran population. You can learn more about this by going to va.gov/vote. And, of course, locally, the County Auditor Treasurer's Office has information on registering to vote.
Right. They'd be more than happy to help
out. That's right. And you can reach them by phone at 598-7444.
It's easy to remember, like in Madison, everybody votes in one spot, City Hall. So that one's easy to remember. But some of the other ones are a little trickier,
People. A lot of places are going to mail-in or...
Right. A lot of the townships don't have their town halls open like they used to.
Right, but, right.
Things like that. So, it's a little trickier to find out where to vote, but
makes counting the votes a little bit easier for the AT staff.
That's right, and a little cheaper for the taxpayers. You don't have to buy all that equipment for every single location. So it's a good deal, actually.
Yep. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
You have that number.
You left it out. You're so nice.
I did.
That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse.
Almost green.
Almost green. I do want to put in a plug for tomorrow night in Dawson at the Hilltop Bar and Grill. Flag retirement ceremony.
Right.
Taking place.
7 o'clock, I believe, it starts.
Yes.
And that's, if they want to get the flags there, they could bring them over to the...
the courthouse drop box.
Right. Or the radio station here, or over to Hilltop. I guess they're taking them over there.
Oh, they are.
I think they got a couple other locations in Dawson, too, so I can't remember what they are, but...
Yeah, there's a few buckets at in Dawson area. I'm not exactly sure where. I know one is at Hilltop Bar and Grill.
Right.
There's probably one downtown somewhere.
So, get those flags in and get them disposed of properly.
Yes.
All right, and that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 7 p.m., Hilltop Bar and Grill. The American Legion Oscar Lee Post is putting it on.
Tuesday, April 12th.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh, for the info, and you have a great week there. We'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Josh Benega, Black Barrel Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.